Ottawa. Supporting women leads to better futures for all. Canada's Governor General said Friday as she reflected on her experience as a woman in power. Mary Simon was the guest of honor at a Canadian club event hosted by the Women Heads of Diplomatic Mission in Ottawa to mark International Women's Day. Throughout her career, Simon said, she's watched as women in leadership positions frequently inspire and mentor other women to follow their lead. But neither gender nor hate should ever limit someone's potential or ambitions in any field, she said. As Governor General, I want to use my position and my voice to help others to shine a light on some of the issues still impacting women and girls, particularly in the area of digital respect, Simon said, describing her own experiences with online hate and workplace misogyny. These attacks are not harmless. They silence powerful voices, discourage participation in public discourse, and create a climate of fear and insecurity. Her own experiences with online hate impacted her mental health, she said. Last year, Simon's office had to disable comments on social media posts in order to filter out racist and sexist comments. Other women are experiencing the same thing, and some are even leaving their positions as a result, Simon said. Young girls who witness these awful attacks on women leaders may reconsider their aspirations to become public figures, or they may decide to stay silent, she said. This would be devastating to our society. She announced plans to host a one-day symposium designed to promote respectful digital dialogue and raise awareness of toxic online discourse. The event, to be held April 11 at Rideau Hall, will gather academics, journalists, young people, officials, advocates and mental health experts to share their experiences and learn about initiatives against online abuse. We know this is a complex issue, one that requires sustained effort, collaboration across sectors and a long-term commitment, Simon said. And there's also cause for optimism. She said she's been encouraging people to build networks of resilience to help support people who face online harm. It's critical for generations to pass down knowledge, she added, noting that her own grandmother has provided inspiration throughout her 50 years of work on Indigenous issues. The solutions will come from all of us working together, Simon said. Women, men, people of all identities and ages, we need you all to speak up. This report by the Canadian Press was first published March 8, 2024. Alessia Passafium, The Canadian Press.